This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, April 9th. Place of worship and prayer. Genesis 21, verse 23. Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and there he called on the name of the Lord, the eternal God. In the center of Freetown, Sierra Leone, an enormous cotton tree stands as a reminder of liberty and how freed American slaves, when they returned to Africa by the way of Nova Scotia, gathered in its shade to worship and pray. Abraham set up a significant landmark when he planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, which was a new and foreign territory for him. Genesis 21 notes that Abraham lived there in Philistine territory for a long time, and after he formed a treaty with the Philistines in Beersheba, it became a place of worship. The tamarisk is also known as the terebinth tree, which has a cooling effect during the day because it secretes salt and tiny water droplets, creating a fine, cooling mist. There Abraham called on the name of the Lord who blessed him, and Abraham became a blessing to others. Because trees often live for a long time, they can help us remember God's faithfulness. So planting a tree can give us a forward-looking perspective, and it can also bless future generations. Planting a tree can also inspire hope for the future, especially when we know that we will live eternally with God on the new earth someday.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.